I will just testify of the goodness of God. We'll have the watch night service that we'll have will be at Agboyi. So everybody who can are invited, okay? As part of consideration, you know what night is not in the Bible. Anybody, do you know that? What night service is not there, you know? Okay. So part of the consideration was that, look, we'll be here on Sunday morning. That's our Thanksgiving. Amen. We wear our Sunday best. We'll thank God. We'll give our best to God Sunday morning. But let's, this year at least, let's not necessarily go with religion. How many people have money on them? Because they say there's cash scarcity. How many people have money? You actually have money. You have cash. So you see, I can see heads, like, I can see yes, I can see no, and I can see one that's like Indian head. You know, Indian head. Whether he's saying nay, nay. So whether it's yes or no, you know, that the way that head shakes, you're not sure of which it's saying. So I can see those kinds of heads too. So the thought is that, look, people are going through some difficult times. You can always join. And I was going to ask that to see whether there can be a live stream even of Agboyi. don't worry, if it's too hard, no problem. But if it's possible, you live stream it, if it's possible. But it can be very difficult, especially if it's not going to be quality live streaming, then don't bother. Okay? And if all you can do is MixLR also, that might be easier. That might just be a phone picking by the speaker, picking up the thing. That may work. Okay? But we're going to get there. Amen. We're going to get there, and that's what I was telling them about. We'll have a watch night service. And I said, because what vision we have is community churches. Amen. So it's not just Grace Community Center, but we have a vision that the churches are community churches. What do I mean by that? They are churches that really, really touch the community, are owned by the community, or the community feel an ownership. And that also means that, don't worry, it's not doing anything there now. Because now you're interrupting me now. So in Ibadan, for instance, the community there, virtually all of the community now sees that as their church. This is a lighthouse that God has put here for us. So when you do a watch night service, a lot of the people coming are coming from that community. So they're not having to maybe take transport or anything. And when they're going back, they're not going through that. The pastors may go through a lot of trouble getting back home and a few other people. But a lot of the people are going to just walk in and walk out. Okay? And that's what I mean. So I think in Agboyi that will happen. Here we are getting there. Can I have an amen? Where all of Jota Ogudu will know that this is our church. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And it doesn't mean that others are banned from coming. Others are also welcome to come. Amen. But we'll have a community presence and impact that will make it even impossible not to have some of those kinds of services, because the community demands it. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. So Numbers 31. In Numbers 31, they went to war. The children of Israel went to war against the Midianites. And Moses has sent them to war. 1,000 soldiers from each tribe. There are 12 tribes of Israel. So 1,000 soldiers from each tribe. That's what? That's simple arithmetic. Monachi. 1,000 times 12. It's almost there. You are close. Amen. So, 12,000 men. Okay? 12,000 men went to war. How many people do you suppose will die? So, you go to war. You have 12,000 soldiers. They go to war against another country. How many people do you estimate will die? Do you know how they used to fight war in those days? You don't have an idea. You know, in those days, you will stand. I say, I want to fight the Sapele people. Are you Sapele? So, you are all Sapele people. Me and Timmy and Kenny. Ijebu. So, we don't like you people. So, we will come. We will agree. We will all meet up. We want to fight. All of you will hold your sword and your spear and your bow and arrow. We too will hold our own. Then, fight! Then we will shoot, bow and arrow, and then we will run at you. And then you fight that way, and that's how your battle is fought. Okay? There are no drones. They send drone and you drop bomb. There is no air force. We face ourselves koro like this. So 12,000 men went to war, okay? And then they won the war. Do you think they will have casualties? Okay, so they returned. Look at verse 48. It said, then the officers who were over thousands of the army, the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds came near to Moses, and they said to Moses, your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing. Therefore, we have brought an offering for the Lord, what every man found of ornaments of gold, armlets, bracelets, singlet rings, earrings, necklaces, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord. But what they said was, we went, and all the commanders, whether you're a commander of hundreds or you're a commander of 1,000, we have looked. Because when you finish fighting, you know, people are falling all over the place, you will then count yourselves and see how many men you lost. Okay? They said, so we have looked at it and we've counted, and not one man among us is missing. Not one. And then we came back to say, let's give and let's thank God. So what there are a few things I see in there. They looked at it and they were reasonable enough. Well, first, number one, to count. You know, to count and to realize that, come on, not one person is missing. Something spectacular, something supernatural has happened. I think too many of us do not take stock. Are you with me? We don't take stock. We just go, we come, we go, we come, we go, we come, we go out, we travel, we return, we go to the market, we return, we go here, we return. We don't take stock. We don't stop periodically to look at it and say, come on. This thing that just happened now, you know, God must have been in it. God must have helped me. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you know, there was something they used to tell me when I was growing up. They say if you cannot think, you cannot thank. You know, if you don't stop to think, that's what we're praying about in Psalm 103. That if you don't, you need to, you know, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. So you have to start counting at those benefits. If you don't do it, there's a likelihood you are going to miss out on a lot of things that God has done for you. You know, at least twice this year, for instance, even me, I had to ask myself, come on, what's the problem? Because twice, each time I was going to Abuja, I would land in a storm. You know storm, where your plane will become like kite. So I had to think, come on, is it from my village? I'm just joking. You know, the ones from my village, I've given up. Are you with me? But I just had to think, come on, it's storm, you know, but you survive. In fact, I think the last one, and I hate those things, I really don't like them. The last one we're on, there were few people I knew on that flight. So it was when we got down that I was telling one of them, a very prominent person in Lagos, and I was telling her, I said, this is what happened on that flight. She said, I didn't realize. I said, no. The guy actually passed Abuja, went further down because of the storm, and turned back to come back and try to land because of what we're going to say. Hey, I didn't know. So he went past. I said, yeah. You know. But when I look at those things, I thank God. Why? Somebody say, come on. They are all trained for those things. 90% or more of air crash accidents are based on human error. Not the plane. Not that something was wrong with the plane. Is that the pilot decided to do something he shouldn't have done. Maybe something happened to the plane, or maybe one engine blew or something. But they have training for what to do if that happens, and the pilot did the wrong thing. So 90% or more of the crashes, it's just that the man decided to do something he shouldn't have done. Or he forgot what he should have done and did the wrong one. So when you are in a crisis situation and he gets it right, I thank God for it. Just like when people are going seeking health care, I say pray for your health care personnel. Pray for them. It's very easy for them to make a mistake. Very easy. I sat down many years ago. I was in a pediatric clinic. I was seeing patients. I will see an average of 150 patients to 200 every day. And most of the time, it's two of us. So you can imagine that I'm going to see, meaning if we share it equally, I'm going to see about 75, 80 children a day by myself, you know, asking all the questions, examining and all of that. I'll see them. And then on this particular day, the second person didn't come. So it was just me. And I was saying. I knew I was tired. And then one of them came back with a note from the pharmacy. And the pharmacist had written a note and just folded, you know, kind of thing, where you fold it very well, you know, staple it and say, go and give the doctor. So she came back and gave me the notes. I opened it. And the pharmacist said, doctor, please take a look again at what you just wrote. When I looked at it, I said, hey! And he said, Osanogwa. Osanogwa. Ah! That prescription, the child will die. So I just got up. I said, everybody, I'm sorry. I'm going on a break. I'm sorry. But it's for your own good. So I first took a walk, went to the pharmacy, went to this pharmacy, thanked her very much, went to buy Coca-Cola, biscuit, bread, etc. So pray, you know, pray, because things can go wrong. So the guys took stock, and they said, God helped us. Are you with me? There are many things I can say that I can look back and I keep stopping and say, God was in this matter. If God didn't do this, it won't have happened. Hallelujah. And then they said, what? We have therefore come to give thanks to God, because it's impossible that we'll go to battle and we don't even lose one man. Amen. Even for instance, every time I look at it and I thank God that we don't have a funeral service each year, I'm like, thank God, thank God, thank God. Somebody say, it's not, the church is not too big. I'm sorry for you. Are you there? I know churches where they're buried and buried and buried. So when I look at it, I say, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. God is good. And you know that car accident doesn't even know age. you know, car accident doesn't know age. And you can even be crossing the road. Years ago, we're having... Was it 21? No. It was around May, I think. It was October. October 1st. We're having a prayer meeting in Ibadan. And somebody was coming to church. She came on an Okada. As she got down on the Okada, a car came and just cleared. Wah, on the side of the road there. And somebody rushed down to tell us, you know, that there's somebody on the road. So we, you know, we ended up with all sorts of hospital. Then so the person who first saw her told us later, he said, what you had was a miracle. I said, why do you say so? He said, I was one of the first people there. He said, that lady was dead. He said, there was no sign of life. I can tell you, I saw her. Are you there? But she's very alive today. She was even single then. She's married now with plenty children. What have you? Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So God has been good. So tonight we will take testimonies of what God has been to you. Thankfully, we are even seeing all the very recent bearers of miracles. Have we? And blessings. Hallelujah. So testimonies tonight. Very quickly. Yes, ma'am. Are people still shy? You are still doing hand like this. Hey! No, be God do them.
Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank God for... Praise the Lord. Okay, so I just want to thank God for this year, 2023. It has been an interesting one, both at work and at home in my life. I just want to thank Him for His grace and mercy. At work, there was a point... There was a time I felt, I won't say lost, but I felt there should be something more that I should be doing. or I should be doing more than I was doing. And it was like a dissatisfaction. But in the midst of it, God was there. Though not a lot has changed, but some things have changed. There is more visibility than I had in 2022. There is more responsibility. There has been increase, and I cannot but thank God for them. I cannot but thank God because I'm ending 2023 much better than I started it. And then health-wise also, I was sick in 2021. Yes. So, and it was really very bad. And from that sickness, I had a lot of effects, you know, on my body and some parts. But as I'm standing here, God has restored them. And a doctor that I see normally, he said, it is a miracle, but I don't want to call it a miracle, but it is a miracle because he was surprised at the change. He was surprised at the turnaround. And even the medication, he didn't want to take me off the medication because he was still not believing. And this person I'm talking about, he is a Christian. He's like a pastor, in fact. But his disbelief is usually very amazing to me because anytime he sees me and he's talking, he'll say, "But you know God loves you." I said, "Yes, very, very much. I know very, very much that God loves me." And I've had a lot of situations where he has turned things around for me. Things that people will hear and they'll be like, "Hey," but when I hear them, I'm like, "God, it's up to you now to do what you do best." And I thank God that he does it all the time. That I am here, that I am standing, is not by my power, nor by my might, nor by my knowledge, but by him. And I just want to give him glory for always, always being there. And I don't know if Setma remembers, but he keeps coming to me in Surpassing Grace in Ibadan. There was, I think we're having a night vigil, I think. And he gave me a word, and he said that God says I should just keep praising him and I should never stop. So sometimes when I'm just praising God in songs especially, it's not even about just because I want to, but because he has given me that instruction to always praise him. To always praise him. So every opportunity I get, I praise him. And I just want to praise him once again and thank him for always being there and faithful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, I won't speak every time, but I think she mentioned a few things that are important, you know. So there are many things that I said. I said that some week or 2 weeks ago, that every meeting is supernatural. So many things are said. And many times people say, "Oh, you said, I don't even remember." Okay, I think when Kenneth Hagin said they were going to start a Bible school, he didn't know. But he said it, that we're going to start a Bible school, blah, blah, blah. And then they came to him, they said, "Oh, when are we starting a Bible school?" "Bible school." They said, "You said it now." He said, "Me." You know, so when things are said, at least for you, you know. And as long as you know and you take it and you keep it. That's why I said somebody was just telling me something that happened maybe 20 years or more ago, and said, "You said to me, you said that day, you said somebody has an opportunity. It looks good, but it's not good. You said, don't take it." You said, "And as we're leaving," my sister said, "It's you. Say you know." I said, "Yes, but I would do it." And then she told me what happened to her, which I didn't even know. And that's over 20 years ago. So when God speaks to you, you know it in your heart. Hold on to it. Hallelujah. Number two is what? When you're dealing with health issues, sometimes God does miracles instantaneously. Sometimes they are not instantaneous. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a miracle. Okay? And the fact that you are taking a drug doesn't guarantee healing or a cure. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So a medical person can tell you and say, yeah, we're giving you this, but we didn't expect this kind of result. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I mean, when my mom was treated, they did everything they were supposed to do. Surgery, chemotherapy, blah, blah, everything was done that they were supposed to do. And supposedly went well. Of course, they would not say what they had in their hearts until months later when I scheduled an appointment and said, look, just go and see them. Let them see you again. You've not been around since they treated you. Just go and see them. So let them just see you and check you out. And when I called to fix the appointment, we just said, and the doctor said, what about Mama? I said, that's why I actually called you. I want to fix an appointment. And the man said, I thought she was dead. So you actually expect you understand? Not because you wish her well, but you knew what you were dealing with. And you thought to yourself, we've done our best, but it's not likely. This is real high risk. You understand? And from then till now, that's 15 years or so, she's well. Okay? But that's how things work. So don't ever stop believing God just because something was not instantaneous. It doesn't mean God is not working on it. So even sometimes hands are laid on you, God's power goes into you, you feel you got up, then you think that, oh, nothing happened. No, something is happening. It's continuous happening. Hallelujah. And if it was a condition you are taking a drug for constantly, don't stop it. Let the doctor stop it. You know, I always say, when the man with leprosy came, what did Jesus say? And it was cleansed. He said, go show yourself to the priest. Who's the priest? The priest was the one who certifies that people were cleansed. So the priest stood in the place of a doctor back in the days. They were the ones who would diagnose the leprosy. And if anybody was healed of a leprosy, it was the priest also that could declare and say, this guy has been cleansed of his leprosy. He can return to the community. So when Jesus had prayed for the man with leprosy and he was cleansed, then he told the man, when the man came back, I said, see, I'm well. He said, go and see the priest. So that the priest can declare you well, that is good both for God and for people. He said, so that the people too will see that, because otherwise they will say, maybe she never really had any problem. But when you know and you say, my records are there, Dr. So-and-so is my doctor. You know, when you even listen to, say, Kennedy, who had problems as a teenager, he will mention when he's telling his testimonies, I went to Mayo Clinic, I went to this, Dr. So-and-so was my doctor. What is he telling you? Go and check if you want to check. The records are there. They will tell you that truly this man had all of these conditions. This doctor was the one treating him. The records are there. And now he's well. He's not supposed to live past being a teenager, but he died at 86 or so. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Other hands. Papi is now raising. Sorry, let me just have an idea. Okay, at the back there. Okay, good. So maybe we'll do ladies first tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I stand to testify to the goodness of God for all of his grace and mercy upon my life and upon my family. 2023 has been wonderful. It has been ups and downs, but God has kept us. There has been several events where, you know, I had to hold on to God's word. It seems like it's slipping off. It seems like, you know, one is going, is not really giving up, but it seems like, you know, those words that you're holding on to, as if, you know, there is no, there's no power in it again. But there are times when you have to still go back and then, you know, go back and encourage yourself in the Lord. So this, I want to thank God for the gathering of his people, when he says, do not forsake the gathering of the believers, because in such gatherings, you come, you get encouraged, you hear people's testimony, you know that things are still working, things are still going to get better. You know, I want to thank God because he has showed himself, he has come through for us several times, you know, several times when it seems like there is no hope. I want to thank God for my children too. They went back to school after staying a whole session at home. God was so good. And then he did not just give us any kind of school. It was a good school. And then they are doing well in the school. And they are participating in the school. It's not like where they are lost in the crowd. You know, there are some kind of churches you go and you're just lost in the crowd. I was talking to somebody this evening and she was saying that, where do you worship? Because I wanted to introduce her to Pastor Augustine's church in Benin. And she said, oh, she worships in so and so church. Okay, are you committed? She said, no. How long have you been in the church? She said, over a year. And I said, is it a big church? She said, not really big, like our church. I said, find something to do. What I'm just saying is when we come to God's house, you know, my ability to serve in every way, my ability to be open to corrections have actually helped me, has helped my family. I want to thank God for his directions. I want to thank God for the words that he speaks and the ones that I hold on to and never letting them go. I want to thank God for his grace, because I know that God loves me so much. He loves my family so much. And he keeps giving us, you know, chances. You know, sometimes you just feel that, would I get an opportunity again like this? And an opportunity comes again, and it comes, and it keeps coming. I really want to thank God for the kind of people he has blessed me with in church, in the business place. There are a lot of times that you are trying to make decisions and then you have somebody that is saying, don't make that decision, don't go that route. You know, sometimes it might not sound good to you, but sometimes when you go back, because you also have the Spirit of God, it helps you to also think through, to say, okay, Holy Spirit, just help me. Should I do this? Should I not do this? I really want to thank God for 2023. It has been wonderful. God has been good. He has showed forth all of the times that we had called him. And I know that 2024 is going to be a better year. So I stand here to thank God for the life of my family, for my mom. I really want to thank God for strength that he has given to her, my mother-in-law. I want to thank God for my siblings. I want to thank God for my brother. Usually, I don't talk about him. I'm just saying for the first time that I want to thank God for him, because he has on his own retraced his steps. He has actually seen that it is only God that can save, you know. At a time, you know, when my mom would say, just pray for him, pray for him. I'm like, please, just keep praying. I say, you are the mother, so just, you know, keep praying and God is going to hear you. So, but after a while, not quite long, my elder sister in Port Harcourt kept saying, you know, she kept talking to me. She said, you know, you've done Love the Way to Victory in your class. And I said, yes. She said, just killing with love. I said, I cannot kill that kind of person with love. You know, but I really want to thank God, because most times when we pray the Pauline prayer, that is what happens. It goes to work even when you're just praying it, but you know, God is just doing his thing. So I really want to thank God for everything God has done for us. I actually testified, was it here, that you know, this year I didn't go to the market to buy any clothes, but I got box of clothes, I got jewelries, I got bags that I did not pay 1 naira. I got a lot of things that I did not go to the market. And ordinarily, if I go to the market, I won't be able to purchase that kind of. But God just blessed me. So I really want to thank God for even the things that I didn't pray for that came through. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I don't know how people get box of jewelry in the market without paying, and they didn't run after you. So she needs to pass that anointing. Some people need to get bags of rice. Some is meat they are looking for. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm here to thank God for so many things He has done for me this year. Actually, this year is a wonderful year for me. A lot of ups and downs, but in everything, I see God. I see His wonderful hands and the way He will turn everything around and people will be, what? Can they really do this? But I bless the name of the Lord. Where I work to, you know, at times, recently I noticed that they've been ganging, you know, 2, 3, 4 of them, they will just gang against you. I say, against who? Me. You are wasting your time. So I'll continue with my own work. So one day, the management, they made it open. Oh, starting from this day, Miss Blessing is Nursery HOD. I said, Nibo, you want me to work freely? You want them to gather against me? So, but in everything, I still see that God is the one that is doing all this. All of them, in fact, how many times they will call me, they will add small change to my salary. In fact, the last one they did, I was just overwhelmed. I said, God, even in the midst of all these things, you still single me out. So I thank Him for my family, for my siblings. In fact, God has been so faithful. Like when we want to bury my mom, it was just a tug of war. How to get money, how to do this. But one thing I know that I prayed about it and I said, God, you are the only one that will make this to happen. So before the burial, in fact, the way money came into my account and that of my brother, I was like, we did the burial as if, you know, Oba Bini. People were like, what is going on in this family? So when after everything, I sat down and I say, God, it can only be you. That you do not allow the enemies to mock, to laugh at us. You know, my life, health-wise, at times I used to have issue with my stomach, but this year, I didn't really notice it, and I know it can only be God. He's the only one that can settle me. I know I have a lot of, you know, prayer points, our desires that God has not, you know, that one has not been touched, but I believe God, I strongly believe God that as I'm going into 2024, that a lot will happen. I've said it that 2024 will be my year of multiple testimonies. I will stand, I will testify. People will be saying, is she the only one in church? I don't care, but I must testify. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so we're talking about Numbers 31. I mean, they could easily have thought to themselves that they had good war strategy. They can easily say it's our good war strategy that helped us out. In fact, we need to document the strategy that ensured that no man was missing so that we can be using the same strategy all of the time. But the Bible says, don't be deceived. That's how it begins it. Then it says, all good gifts come from abroad. Meaning that don't fool yourself. Don't ever think that you did things well because you are very smart. Yes, you can be very smart, but there are very smart people that don't enjoy the same favor you enjoy, if you know what I mean. There are smart people that they sit in the same office and it looks like nobody reckons with them, but you know that person is smart, you know, but nobody takes them seriously. So it's because God is on your own case. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So when in Numbers 31, they went to war, they came back. They didn't think it's our strategy. They sat back and they said, this must have been God. They made a mistake or two. If we didn't read the whole thing, if it's a long chapter, as you can tell. They made a mistake or two, but they still realized that whatever it is, irrespective of whatever, so again, sometimes you are looking at it, you can get carried away with the mistake. In fact, Moses scolded them for the errors. But they did not dwell on the errors. So you can sit and start dwelling on what didn't work, what blah, blah, you made a mistake here, you lost money in that investment, but you are forgetting all the other things that worked. Hallelujah. And you are forgetting that it could have been worse. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so Now let me go to the new Okoyawo. Brand new. Mint, tear rubber. Okoyawo. Hey, the bounce is different. Yeah, that's right. Good to see you.
Amen. Okay. So I'm really at crossroad. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. So anyway, it's a very long testimony. And then, you know, we're still going to do Thanksgiving and then there's still testimony service. So I think maybe I'll just do the testimony in parts because God has been very faithful. God has been very good. The most important thing I want to just start with is, you know, this year we started out with the word for the church that it is real, but that God has made room for us. And the beginning of this year was tight in the sense for like the first 3 to 4 months. Originally I was going to get married this year, but for some reason that was when where I was working there were issues on paid salaries for like 4 months. It's people that were close that I really knew, but in that time God was still very faithful. It didn't feel like there was anything tight or anything tough, you know, and just walking towards and planning. There's so much. One of the things I remembered about that phase is how it sounds funny, but my gas did not finish. And that was the time that I was cooking more. My cooking gas is a very, very funny testimony to share, because I just found out that in that time I was cooking more and this thing did not finish. Then maybe when something came in the next day, the gas will not finish. I said something must have been preserving this gas up to this point. And then resources, and you know, in that time I also got to see another dimension and, you know, perspective on my fiance, now my wife, in that phase, you know. And God was just very faithful. There was resource, and it was very endless. And then the wedding came. I don't know if I should share more details. Or she will watch. Okay. All right. So I saw another golden dimension of my beautiful wife. Hallelujah. All right. So really, God was faithful in that phase. It came and it went. And then the planning of the wedding, again, it looked like, where is all this money going to come from? It came from something we wanted to do very small. It blew up in our faces. And then still, resources still came. And God was still faithful. That's just the summary. I can keep going on and on, and we'll still do that proper. But because of time. Hallelujah.
Does she want to add appendix? Appendix. Just come and help him out. You know, they say that men are headliners. Women are detailed people. So when you ask a man, how was your day? Fine. What about that meeting? Fine. So what about the thing you said they would discuss the meeting? They discussed it and it was well. That's the end. But the woman, she will first tell you, you know, that meeting started 10 minutes late. And the Oga was the last person to walk in. And he was wearing a red tie. Usually when he wears a red tie, he's very angry that day. You know, that the woman will give you all the details. So you sit down there and say, hey, go to the point now. The thing that happened, say, I'm coming, I will get there. So they say men are headliners, women are into details. Good to see you.
Good to see
Mrs. Ayodele Akavo.
Eshe, sir. Praise God. Well, I don't even know what Toby has said, so I don't know where to continue.
He was testifying about provision this year, and of course ended with provision for the wedding.
Yes. God surpassed us. I think maybe we had we had an amount that we didn't want to go beyond. And when I told my brother, he said, you know, first people say your numbers are not realistic. when I told my brother our budget, he said that your number is realistic. It's good for your budget, under 50. It works very well for your budget. But looking back, we didn't even spend that our money. That we were saying was too small, and it couldn't even do like a very small gathering. And that, yes, we should probably have it like as teeny tiny as that. But we didn't even spend that our money. It was just God's grace, God's help. My boss's friends gave me money. That your staff is getting married, gave me money. I'm like, ah, call my boss, you want to give. But really, just thank God for his faithfulness, for giving, and for everything beyond what we could have calculated for. Just thanking God for everything. Amen. And for his protection, really. People say you shouldn't travel because you want to get married, blah, blah, blah. It was in this Lagos that I entered Downfold at the break spot inside this Lagos. I had no need to travel out of Lagos before I entered the bus that the break, I had a brake failure and I was going for an assessment. But I really just thank God because, you know, I was going for an assessment. So my head was not even in the fact that I just had an accident. My head was, I am going for an assessment and I must not be late. So I just, after just looking back, that really God just worked everything out beyond what we could have asked him for, and we're just grateful.
You that maybe that's why he didn't come for power conversion. They say Yahweh must not travel.
You know what Stetson was saying to me? I said, absolutely, that I'm not one for all those kind of, you can walk out of this door and anything can happen to you, really. So just trusting God. He had nothing to do with that. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Reach your other hand now. Your own hand is a late hand. So I will come here. Abi, any other hand here? No, Papi, okay. Then I can now come to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I want to thank God for, most importantly, for his leading. And I want to thank God for planting our feet here, my wife and I. God has really helped us to raise the kind of family that is shining the light, for other members of our families to see. I've always talked about it, how I had this fear about marriage and blah, 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 because there were no set examples even before me, even from parents and all that, but God orchestrating my feet to come into Surpassing Grace Assembly, I can see the reason now. I can see it even in ministry. I can see it in marriage. I can see it in business, in every aspect of my life. So a couple of years ago, my uncle, who is standing now as father of the family since my dad passed, called me, gave me an offer. He was a reverend then, he's a bishop now. So he gave me an offer of a Benz, a flat, and his church in Warri. But, you know, to turn that down, you only need to know that it's not God's leading for you. It's like somebody, like what Selma talked about, somebody having an offer. It looks good, but God does not want you to take it. So I turned it down. And then when I told him after convention about that I was in convention and blah, 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 and all that, he asked me, he said, what's the name of that church again? And I told him, he said, who is your spiritual father? And I mentioned, he said, that place where you are, stay there deep, deep, deep. I said, I am established here. I am planted here. Amen. He said some things, some spiritual things and all that. And I was shocked because what he said, it's something you say is contradictory, because he said, this was the same guy who wanted me to come over. And now he's saying, that is the right and the best place for you. But brother, he just gave me an offer just to trap me a couple of years ago. That's one. Number two, my brother that we are very, very close, very close. People think we are twins. We are same father but different mother, was doing this adventure thing and all that and wanted us to just travel and all that. And there's this offer to go to UK. And and all that. And to his greatest shock and disappointment, a lot of people have been asking, what happened to you and your brother and all that, and all that. But long story short, I just told him, I'm not interested. And cold blank, I was just specific. I said, I'm not interested. No deal. He said, no, we can work this out. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And he just, I said, yes, it's good. It's beautiful. Thank you for the offer. Good. I'm not interested. Hallelujah. The last one I want to talk about is, I also want to thank God for the progress in Agboyi, in the fellowship in Agboyi. I shared with Setma some things that happened. After they burgled our farm twice and the robbers were caught, people started asking me, what did you do in this farm? I remember sharing the testimony here how the Aboki guy that was working for us said he wanted to travel to the north and bring something. I said, don't do that. I have already planted something in this farm. And what was it that we planted? When we're going to start, my wife and I, we took God's word and we opened it and got an anointing oil and just anointed the place. Read God's word from Isaiah 54, read from Joshua, read Exodus, read a number of scriptures. And that was the planting in that place. That was all we, that's what we dug there. Hallelujah. And they've been asking, do you know what it means for robbers to go into your farm, kill your chicken? They have, now they don't break, they don't boil the thing. Just when they were about to eat, you just pounced on them and caught them. One, they didn't eat it. They didn't eat the chicken. They had to land in police cell. And then at the time they are coming back after a few days to come and be sent out of the community, the chicken had already spoiled. So they didn't eat it. They were disgraced. Another. And those things were, they are scripture, they are in the scriptures. So they were publicly disgraced. And their gangs had to be sent out of the community for people to enjoy peace. Now people see us and they say, thank you very much. We were terrified. They've been doing this. Even the head of vigilante, they stole his chicken. He has poultry too, close to the river. They stole his chicken, head of vigilante. So he came and was thanking us that, whatever it is that you did in that place, do it more and more. But I just want to thank God because it's God showing off himself to the glory of his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas, church. My name is Samuel. I'm here to glorify God for his faithfulness towards my life. And this year started rough, very rough. Like, many obstacles, many pains, many tears, many temptation came. So, early this year, I fell into one trouble like that. You know, there is sometimes when you fall into trouble, you'll be praying to God that if God deliver you from this one, you never fall into that trouble. Like, so different time I fell into one particular trouble like that. That God, my mom, she was aware, my family was aware. They had to call me a meeting. Like, everybody started shouting on my head. I was like, God, made the ground just open, make I enter, because this trouble is too much. So I had to just tell God that, if God can just deliver me from this one, that I will never, ever again go there. So, and my mom said, she made a statement. She said, if you survive this year, you better go and give God glory. Like all those African mom talk. So, I'm just here to give God the glory for that. That trouble did not kill me, but it gave me the ability to be more careful with people around me. So that is one thing in life. When something happens to you, my father always tell me that if you fall, don't just get up. Look around and see what you can pick up. So I want to give God glory for that trouble I fell into. God used that one to give me more wisdom, to live wiser, like to be careful of people around me, and to be contented with what I have. So I want to give God glory, number one, for that. And secondly, this year, I located this place. I'm not staying in mainland here, but there is one thing that God always does. God knows that we cannot just read the word alone and understand. That we need somebody to dilute the word into us. And for that to happen, it needs to take you somewhere. So I want to give God glory for... I was thinking about today. I said, today is the last Thursday of the year. my spirit was not at peace. I came very late though. My spirit was not at peace. I just something said, no, you need to come here. And anytime I come here, I always have that calmness, that peace of mind, that if I'm having a thought, if I'm leaving this place, the words I will live here with will give me a joy. So I want to give God glory for that. Sometimes that renewal, I think that time was a very hard time also, but all through that period, the words I took from here then gave me courage, put me through, and I want to give God glory. One man said, when you are in sickness, that is when you know that every part of the body has a consequence. So when you are in sickness, you know that for you to lift up these hands, you need extra ability to lift up the hands. So if you could lift up the hands without any problem, without any pains, is worth enough to give God the glory. So I want to thank God and appreciate Him for every bit and single thing He has been doing in my life. And thirdly, I want to give God glory for my business, my mom's business actually. So my mom gave me the business, not as the owner, but to be learning from there. We've been facing challenges. I know she will tell me do it this way, I will do it this way, and the way will not come out to her, she will come rush to my head. So I want to give God the glory for that. There's no year that passes by without me having a contract, or at least with the school, because I sell stationaries, or with an office. So this year was about finishing, and last week, a lady came into the shop, and she was like, that she needs something very urgent, so will I be able to, will I have all these things? Me we need money, my ear open. I was like, okay, ma, like, what is that? And she started mentioning the thing, you know, when somebody's calling things in quantity, you'll be very, the energy to do work will be there. So I was like, okay, I know I'll we'll go provide. All the one we have, the one we don't have, I will provide. So we put it down in business. She started bringing out the goods and bringing out the items she needed. At the end of the day, how God made my day. I want to give Him all the glory. See, many things He has been doing that our eyes can see and the ones our eye cannot see. Only God alone deserves all the glory. I am finishing 2023 without shame, without disgrace, without falling down for nothing. I fell down and I'm standing up for something. So I want to give God all the glory. Indeed, there's grace in this commission.
Sorry, don't go. Come, Samuel. You know, as he came out and he spoke, there are many things that were happening. I was reminded there was a gentleman that we used to see. I think he moved to Paul.
No, not him.
Yeah, there was a gentleman that walked up there, walked with this tailor there. That was in the court and what have you. What's his name? Ovier, yes. And it just came back to mind. It seemed like, you know, I'm not saying you're in the court, or maybe you were, but I don't. It just reminded me of him. And the same way, God's hand was strong on that guy. God had a purpose for him. And the same way I felt God has a strong purpose for you, just like Samuel in the Bible. And the Bible says he grew in stature. Stretch your hands towards him, and in favor with God and with man. So I indeed, as you spoke, I kept sensing that strongly. But the good Lord, who has started something with you, will indeed do much more. His hand will be mighty and strong upon you. Mighty and strong upon you. And like Samuel, who the Bible says that God did not allow any of his words to fall to the ground. Yeah, his sensitivity to God was high, as Samuel, the prophet. So shall yours be. You will experience God's mighty hand in a completely new way. 2024, your walk with God will be very different, very deep. Above all things. Yeah, above all things, that will become the defining factor in your life. Yeah, because every single day you will sense, and I mean really sense, His tangible presence on you. Yeah, it will affect your prayer, your study of the word. You'll have a strong hunger birthed within you to become a God chaser. Yeah, and that will define everything else in your life. Thank you for Samuel's life. Thank you for your touch upon him. Thank you for his walk with you. Thank you because he will never, ever be the same again. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? You speak in other tongues. Great. So, Father, thank you. Because indeed out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Samuel will look back and say, from now his life and his walk completely changed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Most High. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God thanks tonight. I think we took all the testimonies. Am I right? Let's stand and give him thanks tonight. It's been a good service. Wonderful time, isn't it? Wonderful time, wonderful time, wonderful time. Hallelujah. Thank him for everything. Yeah, thank him for everything. Thank him for everything. Thank him for his word works. You know, there are things we quickly forget. I think it was last year I had a bad reaction to die. My face was swollen. I still have the picture in my on my phone. But I've forgotten it. Until somebody asked me yesterday or 2 days ago, that you look darker there. I said, oh yeah, I did have an event. Amen. But we forget many things easily. I don't know what it was, a mass on my eyelid. Sometime, I think it must have been there for about a year. But I speak God's word to it. Speak God's word to it. Speak God's word to it. And then one day, it was gone. I didn't even remember. It was one day I just said, come on, when did this thing go down? It was gone. You know, so we just need to remember that God is good. God has been good to us. God has been faithful to us. Even now in this break, you know, I almost felt like my body needed a lot of recovery. And I thought to myself, okay, so it looked like I was carrying a lot of stuff that wasn't able to hold me down, but I was on the run. But there was so much wrong. And I thought even that was the grace of God. You know, that I could continue like that, even though apparently so much was wrong with me. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We thank you for everyone online too. Thank you for everything you've done for them, for us. Thank you because Psalm 139 says that you edge us behind and before, and you have laid your hands of blessing upon us. Thank you for your mighty hand of blessing upon each and every one of us. In this year, we will come back on Sunday. We'll have a fantastic Thanksgiving service. We will sing, we will dance, we'll worship you. But we can't start it now. And that's what we've tried to do. Talk about your goodness. We have gone to war, we have returned. And we didn't find anyone missing. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And we've come back to thank you. We've come back to give all the praise and the glory to you. Amen. Hallelujah. But the same way that they did, it says they then brought offerings. So let's give our offerings tonight.